for the Hickory Crawdads here in just a moment. Chad Comer's Hickory Crawdads. The payoff pitch again. That ball's going to be hit on all the hands to the left fielder, ranging over Giselle Cepeda. Cepeda will make the catch, and there's one down. That'll bring up Cutter Coffee. Coffee comes in, a 136 hitter, no homers, 5 RBI. For Coffee, a very small body of work for the Greenville Drive. Sad fastball, 92 miles an hour, poured over the middle for strike one. The defensive alignment mentioned Cepeda in left field, Daniel Mateo in center. The 0-1 pitch is going to be fouled back, working the count to 0-2. Alejandro Osuna will be in right field for the Crawdads. Cody Freeman over at the hot corner. Cameron Cawley, the shortstop. Max Acosta at second. Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman. That slider runs away. Cooper Johnson behind home plate. He'll be dropping the signs for Jose Cornell. The 1-2 offering. That slider misses away, evens the count at 2-2. Greenville this evening, they're wearing the road grays. The gray pants, what you would expect to see the Boston Red Sox wearing when they're on the road, with the red piping stripe. The 2-2 pitch, slider cut on and missed. Just quickly two down in the inning. That'll bring up Alan Castro, the center fielder. Greenville's uniform, they've got the green G that looks very similar to the Boston B. They have Greenville written across the chest in red, outlined in a navy blue, with the red numbers on the back outlined in white. They'll have the blue hats on with the Greenville Drive logo, the blue batting helmets this evening. That fastball fouled out of the middle of the catcher Johnson, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Castro this season, 283 average, 4 homers, 17 RBI. That fastball poured over the top of the strike zone. Count quickly moves to 0-2. Two down here in the top of the first inning. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night for a little playoff baseball. In Hickory, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses up. One ball, two strike count. Next half inning, I'll describe what the Crawdads are wearing this evening. Is the 2-2. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Jose Cornell with two strikeouts for the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. The Crawdads coming to the plate in a scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Hey, babe, what's up? You want me to get dinner? Okay, cool. Me? I'm calling 704-616-7096 Mabry's Q House and getting the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Yeah, they've got so much more than that. Potatoes, mac and cheese, they've got brisket. It's so good. Trust me, when it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Mabry's Q House, 704-616-7096. And online at mabrysqhouse.com. When it's Mabry's, it's never maybe.
Rebels Contracting Services has specialized in the healthcare imaging industry since 1986. Located in Gastonia, Rebels Contracting is now hiring. Rebels offers competitive pay, vacation and holiday pay, 401k, and insurance. If you'd like to join the Rebels Contracting team, check us out online at rebelscontracting.com or call 704-864-2000. That's 704-864-2000. 704-864-2000.
Bottom of the first inning here at LP Franz Stadium. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night, game one of the South Division playoff. Between the Greenville Drive, an affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Hickory Crawdads, the Texas Rangers affiliate. The lineup this evening for the Crawdads will look a little something like this. Alejandro Osuna, the leadoff in right field. Cam Pauley, the shortstop. Abimelech Ortiz bats third at first base. Maximo Acosta at second base bats fourth. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, bats fifth is the first pitch. From Zach Penrod, the left-hander, poured in for a strike. Josel Cepeda is batting sixth. He'll be in left field. It's the slider. That's going to be rolled foul toward the fungo circles here at the ballpark. Count goes to 0-2. Daniel Mateo, center fielder, bats seventh. Yossi Galan, he'll bat eighth, the designated hitter. Cooper Johnson will bat ninth. He'll do the catching. We'll get to Penrod's numbers here in just a moment as that ball shot over to the third baseman. A phenomenal play made there by Tyler Miller. And there's one down. Reaching out on that was Osuna, and he was able to barrel it up pretty good given the circumstance of where the ball was located on the pitch. It took Tyler Miller quite an effort to get off his feet and make the catch. Stepping to the plate, Cameron Cawley, the shortstop. Cawley, a .248 hitter, 5 homers, 24 RBI. The pitch misses down, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Zach Penrod. That pitch fouled away. Works the count even to 1-1. Zach Penrod comes in, a 2-1 record, just making his fifth start at this level. As that pitch misses up and away. 2.18 ERA, 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. 16 hits, 5 runs, they're all earned. 11 walks, 20 strikeouts. A .205 average against as that fastball elevated. Cut on and missed by Cawley. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crawdads this evening wearing the white pants with the black Dad's jerseys with the piping stripe around the collar. Dad's in white on the front of the jersey, numbers in white. On the backs, that ball hit out into center field. That's going to be caught off the broken bat of Cameron Cawley. It was quickly 2 down. That'll bring up Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman. The defensive alignment for Greenville this evening, Christian Campbell in left field, Alan Castro in center, Gilberto Jimenez in right, Tyler Miller in third, Edinson Paulino at short, Cutter Coffey at second, Brian Gonzalez at first. As the pitch swung on and missed by Abimelech Ortiz. Ronald Rosario dropping the signs behind home plate for the drive. Abimelech Ortiz, a .290 hitter, 26 homers, 81 RBI. One of the most feared hitters in all the South Atlantic League. Penrod's delivery. Fastball misses in. Slider taken for a strike, works the count to 1-2. That slider at 88 miles an hour. Penrod seems to be working a fastball changeup slider mix. As that pitch is going to be fouled into the seats over on the third base side. The Crawdads occupy the third base dugout here at LP Friend Stadium. Of course, Greenville over on the first base side. Very cozy confines here at the ballpark as that fastball misses up at 95 miles an hour, evens the count at 2-2. Not a lot of foul ground at this ballpark, and it's a fair ballpark as it relates to the distance around the outfield wall. As that pitch misses down, count runs full. 332 down each line, 400 in dead center. I'm estimating 375 in the gaps. As that pitch misses away, Abimelech Ortiz is the first base runner of the ballgame as he draws a two-out walk and that brings up Max Acosta. Acosta, a .260 hitter with 11 homers and 60 RBI. The Crawdads with their black jerseys this evening, they're wearing the black hats and the black helmets. As the black jerseys have been a bit of a staple for years here in Hickory. Explain part of why that's been the case. As the fastball misses up. There have been 3 major league affiliates, parent clubs, that have called Hickory an affiliate at the varying levels. The South Atlantic League prior to COVID was a low A league. As the check swing, they'll look down to first. They do say that he committed to the swing, did Maximo Acosta. Evens the count at 1-1. The umpires this evening, Chad Westlake behind home plate. Christian Argueza over at first. Orin Eubanks at second base. Jalen Goodman over at third base. A four-man umpiring crew. Typically, you see two at this level. But in the playoffs, you go all out. Penrod checks the runner over at first. Here's the 2-1 offering. As that fastball misses up, works the count to 3-1. No wind at the ballpark right now. When the storm rolled through this afternoon around 4:15, the wind was blowing pretty firmly out toward center field. When the wind is blowing a little bit in this ballpark, it has a tendency to go to right center. Makes it a better ballpark for it to carry for left-handed power hitters or right-handers that go the opposite way. So that pitch taken at the knees for strike two. That works the count full. Full count with two down. What that means is Abimelech Ortiz is going to get an opportunity to run once the pitcher makes his move plateward. Here's the offering. That ball's going to be fouled back against the screen, keeping it full here with two down. It is somewhat overcast. If you look over to the east, there is some breaking of the clouds. I wouldn't say blue sky. You look north of us as if you're heading into the foothills or the mountains. It's a little darker. That ball hit down the third baseline, but foul. Keeps it full. Good crowd still filing in. It is hard to sell tickets for the playoffs at the minor league level. And the reason why is pretty simple. When you don't have a corporate machine like many major league teams do, you have to do it from the grassroots, and you can't put these games on a magnet schedule. As that ball's lifted out into somewhat deep left field, the catch is made in left by Cepeda. I should say Christian Campbell. That retires the side. A runner's put on by Hickory. He's left at first. We've played an inning here at LP Franz Stadium. A scoreless ball game here in game one of the division playoffs. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Cabinets Unlimited in Belmont has been serving Gaston County for decades, providing some of the finest cabinet design, utilizing incredible craftsmanship and extraordinary attention to the details. Jeff Gibson and his team have shown off their handiwork in numerous remodels and new construction projects throughout North Carolina. Give Jeff and his crew a call at 704-825-9694. Cabinets Unlimited, 704-825-9694. 704-825-9694. This is live play-by-play coverage of the 2023 South Atlantic League playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Belmont Body Work is here to keep your body moving, offering sports and deep tissue massage to those who are pushing their bodies to the limit. Tailored massage to your body needs and treatment plans designed to help you feel your best. Call 980-477-5424 to schedule your massage with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Keep your body moving with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Second inning here in Hickory, LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night as the minor league playoffs get started at the lower levels. A little bit later on, we'll be able to tell you what some of the other Texas Rangers affiliates are doing at this point in the season. It's the fastball from Cornell. Taken for a strike, Brian Gonzalez, Tyler Miller, Ronald Rosario to bat here in the second inning for the Greenville Drive. That pitch poured to the top of the strike zone. 95 miles an hour, 0-2 the count. Gonzalez, a 254 hitter. My numbers have him 252, 11 homers, 56 RBI. Zad ball in off the thumbs is going to be bounced off the screen down into the Greenville dugout on the first base side. The 0-2 pitch, a slider, rolled out to third, fielded cleanly at third base by Freeman. The throw across in time. There's one down in the second inning. Of course, playoff baseball here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network is brought to you by Allison White Property Management and Realty, Duke's Restaurant and Wine Bar, Holler Financial Group, Sheds Direct, Pepsi, that's what I like, Whitfield's Flowers and More, WHKY Talk Radio, AM 1290, 102.3 FM. That ball rolled foul over on the first base side for Tyler Miller. Miller, a 263 hitter, 9 homers, 51 RBI. Miller batting left-handed against Gorniel. That ball's going to get bounced off the catcher. Rolls out in front of home plate about 20 feet away. The count goes to 0-2. Jose Gorniel right now is certainly looking the part of a game one starter in a playoff. So he has definitely got these Greenville hitters guessing at the plate. That fastball misses away 96 miles an hour. This is a Hickory Crawdads club that I mentioned in the open. 43-21 in the second half. Fastball cut on and missed. Strikeout number 3 for Jose Gorniel. There's 2 down quickly in the second inning. Things did not start out specifically well for this Crawdads club. 7 games under 500 at the break. However, they got rolling. And did they ever. And they were able to carry that run to the second half time. They were able to clinch that. I believe it was Friday night. As the slider misses away. To Ronald Rosario, 260 hitter, 3 homers, 33 RBI. Strangely enough, the high affiliate for the Texas Rangers, this Hickory Crawdads club, some of these guys started the year in Kinston, North Carolina for the Down East Wood Ducks. Well, the Down East Wood Ducks are in the Carolina League playoffs. Is that pitch? Taken for a ball, works the count to 3-0. 2 down here in the top of the third inning. The Wood Ducks are taking on the Carolina Mudcats. That pitch misses inside as Rosario's going to walk on 4 straight. So both starting pitchers have surrendered a walk. That brings up Christian Campbell, a 267 hitter with a homer and 3 runs driven in. The Hickory Crawdads club, the last time they won a league championship in the South Atlantic League was when this league was a low A league. Of course, now it's a high A league. It's pretty much in the lower levels of minor league baseball. That pitch taken for a strike, there was basically a flipping of the levels. So, for instance, at one time, the Florida State League was a high A league. Now it's low A. The Midwest League was a low A league. Now it's high A. The South Atlantic League, the Carolina League, they did a flip-flop after there was some movement within the league as it related to the cities that were in the league. For instance, Aberdeen, who is in this league now, at one point was in the New York Penn League, which doesn't even exist in professional baseball any longer. It's that pitch. Had the hitter, Christian Campbell, buckling at the knees. Count goes to 1-2. 2 down here in the top of the second inning. A scoreless ball game. Game 1 of the South Division Series. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled straight back to the screen. I mentioned LP Franz Stadium. LP Franz Stadium was a ballpark that got its beginning in 1993. Fluor Field, in contrast, played their first season of baseball in 2006. As that pitch is going to be fouled up and out of play. And the two ballparks have considerably different aesthetics. The ballpark here, LP Franz Stadium, which is in the town of Hickory, but technically in the Burke County part of Hickory, North Carolina, just across the border. It's that pitch, a slider. It's going to get roped through the left side of the infield. Christian Campbell has himself a knock with two down, advancing the second. It's Ronald Rosario, and that brings up Gilberto Jimenez. Just across the way, the regional airport is sitting up at the top of the hill. So there's oftentimes that you'll be here during the course of the day. You'll see planes, jets fly out of here. Some come in, and they can get relatively close. In Greenville, you've got a train beyond right field. It's the pitch taken outside for a ball. Gilberto Jimenez, a 221 hitter, two homers, 18 RBI on the season. Fluor Field is an exacting replica of Fenway Ballpark, all the way down to the manual scoreboard. Fastball elevated. As you might imagine at Fluor Field, when a train goes by beyond the right field wall, I have it on good authority that they try to make it a habit to play Crazy Train. So if you do go down to watch the games this weekend, you're likely to hear it. As the pitch is fouled back to the screen. Count now 1-2. Corniel, 94-mile-an-hour fastball on that pitch. Runners at first and second. Two down here in the top half of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Corniel. Sad balls in on the thumbs. Flown back to the screen. Just beyond the Green Monster in Greenville at Fluor Field, you've got condominiums. At the very bottom of the condominiums, you have various bars and eateries. Nothing of that sort here at the ballpark. That ball is going to be fouled away, up and out of play, over on the third base side. When you look beyond the left center field wall here at LP Franz Stadium, you do see the Pepsi plant, the bottling company, the hub for this area for Pepsi bottling. Yell, that ball lifted down the line in right field. What's going to happen here is that ball is going to hit the Hendricks sign, and it's a foul ball. The first base umpire, Christian Argueza, was right on that call. In that situation with two umpires, the base umpire would have been slotted between the mound and the shortstop position. That ball was fouled by about 4 or 5 feet as it hit the Hendricks sign, which is in foul territory. If it hit the Piedmont Natural Gas sign, it would have been a 3-run homer. Another thing you'll see here at this ballpark is you've got 2 and 3 tiers of signs that go above and separated from the outfield wall. Zach pitch, fastball, cut on and miss. The strikeout victim is Jimenez. 4 strikeouts for Corniel. We go to the second, bottom of the second inning. A scoreless ball game here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Be right back.
Attention Gastonia homeowners, it's time for a fresh start. Are you tired of getting lost on a sea of products? Do you long for expert advice and personalized service? It's time to break up with your big box store and upgrade to Home Outlet. Now open at 1495 East Franklin Boulevard. Say goodbye to limited choices at high prices. Say hello to the largest selection of in-stock kitchens, baths, floors, and more, all at a guaranteed low price. Visit store manager Chris and his experienced team at your 100% employee-owned Home Outlet today or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
What you got your 8-iron for? I did the dishes.
I booked a tee time on charlottepublicgolf.com. I got a great deal online at the Charles T. Myers course.
Let me see that. Wait. Radcliffe Golf Services has 5 great courses, practice areas, and affordable greens fees? Can I go?
No, honey. I've seen enough bogey golf to last me a lifetime.
Book your tee time online at charlottepublicgolf.com. That's charlottepublicgolf.com. Bottom of the second inning. Crawdads coming to bat here in a scoreless ball game. So that'll be Cody Freeman, Yusel Cepeda, Daniel Mateo for the Crawdads. Freeman comes in a 236 hitter, 12 homers, 55 RBI. This is a Hickory Crawdads club that finished the season fourth in the South Atlantic League with a 249 average. A good average. A good placement. The top spot was Bowling Green. They had a 259 team average. The one thing that really separated this Hickory Crawdads club, which is really kind of going against the grain of what you see in today's baseball, is what they were able to do on the base paths. This is a club that hit for their share of power, but they really did their damage on the base paths. They were only one of two teams in the South Atlantic League this year. That fastball from Penrod misses outside. The count goes to 3-0. This Crawdads team, just one of two teams in the South Atlantic League that stole 200-plus bases. That fastball from Penrod misses up. Freeman gets a leadoff walk. Second walk for Penrod. That's going to bring up Yusel Cepeda. 268 hitter, 5 homers and 41 RBI. And as you take a look at this Crawdads club, 202 steals on the season. You play 125 games and you steal 200 bags. That's over a steal and a half a ball game. It's a significant number. Freeman on the season had 6 steals on the year. Daniel Mateo, the gentleman at the plate, finished the year with 30 stolen bases. He led the club. It's the breaking ball. Misses down and in. Count evens at 1-1. Thursday will be at Fluor Field. 7:05 first pitch between these two clubs. Over on the other side, you've got Hudson Valley taking on Jersey Shore in the North Division Championship. The winner of these two series will face off against one another to determine who the South Atlantic League champion is. As the pitch misses down. Of course, I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, the Hickory Crawdads last won the Sally League in 2015. The last Greenville Championship was in 2017. Had the privilege of being there as they took down the Kannapolis Intimidators. That ball smashed to center field. That's going to get up, but it's going to be caught a couple of steps shy of the track. In center field, Alan Castro tracking the ball down. Tracking back to first base to Cepeda. There's one down in the bottom of the second inning. Of course, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, now the name of the Kannapolis team name, still a White Sox affiliate. That is something that the Hickory Crawdads know a little something about. It's the pitch taken high. Daniel Mateo. Mateo now the batter, who had 30 stolen bases. Finished the year, 259 average, 10 homers, 56 RBI. It's the throw back over to first. There is a pitch timer here at this level of minor league baseball, 14 seconds. With no one on base, 18 with someone on base. You are limited in your disengagements, i.e. step-offs, throw-overs, etc. As that pitch misses down, covered by Ronald Rosario. Crowd still filing into this ballpark. A very wide-open, spacious ballpark. Not an extraordinary awning here that you can hide under if it rains. That ball's going to get rolled out to first base. Brian Gonzalez is going to have one play, and one play only. He'll apply the tag to Mateo. Three unassisted if you're scoring at home. There's two down in the inning. Freeman gets to second. Jose Galan will step to the plate. Galan, a 247 hitter, six homers, 24 RBI. I mentioned the black jerseys here in Hickory. Well, the black jerseys have been something that has become something of a custom here in Hickory. So that ball's going to get blocked in front by Rosario. Does it look like a bunt? The way that it tracked away from home plate, Rosario blocked it so firmly, it went out toward first base about 20 feet. Freeman not able to advance on the play. The two other parent clubs that have shared an affiliation with the city of Hickory have both worn black uniforms. That fastball, elevated, cut on and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Zach Penrod. There have been two incarnations of Rangers affiliations here in Hickory. It started in 1993 with the original Crawdads. Then it went to the Chicago White Sox. That pitch is going to be fouled back and over my head. Then there was a stint with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And then the latest incarnation of the Hickory Crawdads with their player development contract with the Texas Rangers. The original uniforms that came out as the slider misses down. The Hickory Crawdads, red and black were some of their main colors, as they were part of the 1990s renaissance of minor league baseball, with teams in the South Atlantic League really leading that charge. That ball's going to get through the left side of the infield. Freeman's going around third and try to hit home. The throw from left field, Christian Campbell throws it up the line. Getting to second is Galan, and it's a 1-0 Crawdads lead. Jose Galan ran the ball through the left side of the infield. Christian Campbell tracked it well, but the throw was up the line. Galan gets to second, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Crawdads. That'll bring up Cooper Johnson. Cooper Johnson, a 215 hitter. Three homers, 13 RBI. Cooper, right-handed batter. That pitch is going to make its way into foul territory, into the concourse, and bouncing up near the picnic areas here at the ballpark. Cooper Johnson, a free agent from this year. His last club was with Frisco from Los Angeles, California. That ball is going to be rolled foul on the third base side toward the tarp. That tarp was the hero this afternoon. And the tarp crew, they got out and did very good work to get ahead of the rain that inevitably fell at this ballpark around 4:15. Greenville was out doing some drills in the infield when they were summoned off. They went back to the clubhouse and the grounds crew went to work. The infield looks fantastic. Fastball misses up. Count goes to 1-2. Crawdads have the 1-0 advantage here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. So glad that you can join us for the first broadcast since 2015. Can't believe it's been 8 years. That fastball misses up. Count goes to 2-2. So for those of you that are tuning in this evening, thank you. Be sure to tell a friend. Have them check the broadcast out. Because I'll be with you throughout this playoff run, no matter how protracted it is in the 23 season. Here's the pitch from Penrod. As that ball's in on the hands, Johnson was able to push it toward the Greenville dugout on the first base side. Hickory, North Carolina, right on the I-40, 321 corridor. 321 really serves more of the state of North Carolina. I-40, obviously the interstate that works throughout North Carolina, working into Tennessee. If you've spent any time, any length of time on I-40, whether you're heading from Asheville, going into Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and then ultimately down toward Wilmington and through the state capital area of Raleigh, you know I-40 pretty well. Here's the pitch from Penrod. Fastball misses up, but it's going to be a walk for Cooper Johnson. Runners at first and second. That's three walks for Cooper Penrod. I should say for Zach Penrod. That's going to bring out Bob Kipper, the pitching coach for the Greenville Drive. Bob Kipper has been at it for some time. Former major leaguer Bob Kipper was the pitching coach for the Greenville Bombers, the 2005 club, as it was an interesting history that transpired. The Greenville Drive, for one season, played at Old Municipal Stadium in Greenville, South Carolina, down near Malden, South Carolina. It used to be the AA home for the Greenville Braves. The Greenville Braves moved in 2004 to Pearl, Mississippi, to be the Mississippi Braves. The ballpark ended up being vacant, and it was not in the greatest of shape. Greenville decided, or the franchise decided, they were moving their affiliate from Columbia, South Carolina. So that pitch is going to be fouled up and out of play on the slider for Alejandro Osuna. Osuna lined out to third his first time up. But the Capital City Bombers, the New York Mets affiliate, changed affiliations, went to the Red Sox, and they moved from Capital City. In Capital City Stadium, the fastball at the top of the zone taken for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. They played 1 year at Greenville Municipal Stadium. Then they moved in 2006 to Fluor Field. Bob Kipper was the pitching coach for that 2005 Greenville Bombers club. Is that slider cut on and missed to retire the side, but an RBI single for Yossi Galan makes it a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. We're done with two innings here in game one of the South Division playoffs. We'll be back here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Rebels Contracting Services has specialized in the healthcare imaging industry since 1986. Located in Gastonia, Rebels Contracting is now hiring. Rebels offers competitive pay, vacation and holiday pay, 401k, and insurance. If you'd like to join the Rebels Contracting team, check us out online at rebelscontracting.com or call 704-864-2000. That's 704-864-2000. 704-864-2000.
This is live play-by-play coverage of the 2023 South Atlantic League playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Belmont Body Work is here to keep your body moving, offering sports and deep tissue massage to those who are pushing their bodies to the limit. Tailored massage to your body needs and treatment plans designed to help you feel your best. Call 980-477-5424 to schedule your massage with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Keep your body moving with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Top of the third inning here in Hickory, a 1-0 Crawdads lead. It's the first pitch delivered to Nick Decker, the designated hitter, taken for strike one. It's that fastball cut on a miss, 94 miles an hour with the fastball. Jose Cornell has been very good so far for the Crawdads. He has mixed up a mid-90s fastball, and any time he does have to spin the pitch up to the plate, he certainly left the Greenville drive guessing, as that fastball just misses out of the top of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. Decker, a .218 hitter, 7 homers, 24 RBI. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball taken, I should say, maybe a little bit of a cutter. That ball worked in on the hands of Decker. He was not able to respond. It catches the inner third, and it's the fifth strikeout. First looking this evening for Jose Cornell. 5 strikeouts through the first 9 batters. That brings up Edinson Paulino, who had a fly out to left field to open up the ballgame. The pitching matchups are already set for Thursday's matchup. As that ball rolled over to the right side, fielded at second by Max Acosta. He gets it over to Abimelech Ortiz, who made his first move toward the ball heading to second. But Ortiz was able to scamper back to the bag to field the throw. There's quickly 2 down. Emiliano De Oro will get the ball on Thursday night for the Crawdads. It'll be Jordani Monegro who'll get the ball for the Greenville drive. That ball bounced over to short. Fielded cleanly by Cawley. The throw across in time to Abimelech Ortiz, and it's a 1-2-3 third inning. As the pitcher this evening, Jose Cornell, is doing very good work for the Crawdads. We're through 2.5 innings. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Hey, babe, what's up? You want me to get dinner? Okay, cool. Me? I'm calling 704-616-7096 Mabry's Q House and getting the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Yeah, they've got so much more than that. Potatoes, mac and cheese, they've got brisket. It's so good. Trust me, when it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Mabry's Q House, 704-616-7096. And online at mabrysqhouse.com. When it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Where can you find hyperlocal sports talk in Gaston County? Where can you find the best conversation with the movers and shakers of local sports talk? That's right, you find it right here on the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the home of News Talk and Sports, WGNC AM 1450 and 101.1 FM, Gastonia, Charlotte, and streaming online at WGNCRadio.com. It's the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Bottom of the third inning here at LP Fran Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night, a night that looks like
It's going to be a perfect night for baseball. And folks, let's be honest. If you've taken a sneak peek at what we're expecting for the rest of this week, not just in the Unifor area, not just in the foothills area of North Carolina, but all the way down into the upstate, the weather is supposed to be, how do we call it, chef's kiss, fantastic. Temperatures this weekend supposed to hover in the Charlotte metro area around 80 degrees, copious sunshine. It's a fastball from Penrod, misses down to Cam Cauley. Cauley flew out to center field, his first time up. Penrod, fastball misses up at 92, count goes to 2-0. Penrod has been undone a little bit by misfiring on the bump. Three walks already. As that pitch misses down, the count goes quickly to 3-0. Jose Corniel has been the polar opposite, as he has been completely in control in this contest. As that fastball misses away, Cam Cauley leads off of the walk. The last leadoff walk for the Crawdads in the second inning. Well, that guy scored. That was Cody Freeman. Cam Cauley, the leadoff with that walk. Cauley, of course, third-round draft pick, 2021, from Houston, Texas. Of course, spent some time with the Wood Ducks. It's Ortiz. Steps to the plate. He walked his first time up. Ortiz, left-handed batter. They'll throw over to first. Cauley was barely off the bag. And with the limited disengagements nowadays, you would think pitchers would not even waste an opportunity to throw over to first if he spots a runner not necessarily working on a stolen base type of leap. Is that fastball taken for a strike? There is some activity in the Greenville bullpen. I can't spot the numbers from this distance. Fastball poured right down the middle. LR Boulevard. Count goes to 1-2. Ryan Gonzalez holding on Cauley over at first. Here in the bottom of the third inning, a 1-0 Crawdads lead. Fastball misses up. Count evens at 2-2. A little bit later on in the broadcast, I'm going to give you an opportunity to reach out to me through what used to be Twitter, we call it X now. Interact with me through some posts, what used to be called tweets, during the course of this broadcast. You may have questions. I'll try to have answers. You may just want to say hello during the course of the broadcast this evening, and I want to be able to accommodate that. Possibly working in a little bit of a conversational aspect to the broadcast. It's Penrod. Looks over to first. Delivers to the plate. Fastball cut on and missed. Ortiz swings and misses. He's the first out of the third inning. Penrod. That's the first strikeout of the game for Penrod. He'll bring up Max Acosta. He flew out to a little deeper left field. On another night, it might have carried a little better. Is this not quite, but almost has a hint of fall in the air. It'll definitely have a hint of fall in the evening times this weekend. As folks that are going to high school football games in and around these parts are going to really enjoy it. It's the pitch from Penrod, misses. the runner goes, calling. His pitch taken for a strike. He's going to slide in under the tag. He gets the stolen base. So for Cauley, he now has the first stolen base of the playoffs for this Hickory Crawdads club. As Cauley on the season had 14 stolen bases to go with the 9 homers and 37 RBI. As the pitch cut on and missed. Count works to 1-2. One down here in the bottom of the third inning. The Crawdads with the 1-0 advantage. Each club with a single to their credit. Penrod looks in for the sign, has it from Rosario. Here's the delivery. Cut on and missed. Two down in the inning. Back-to-back punch-outs for Penrod. Bring up Cody Freeman. Freeman walked his first time up. He scored the game's only run. We talked about the travels of this Greenville franchise coming from the capital city, Columbia, South Carolina. Of course, Columbia now, the home to the Columbia Fireflies. It turns out a minor league affiliate for the New York Mets back in Columbia again. Freeman is going to roll that one over. To Chad Comer. Chad Comer, the manager, he's already in position to send Cauley home. He is literally about 6 feet, maybe 2 steps away from the South Atlantic League logo that is basically about 15 feet off the baseline and about halfway down the line. If Freeman gets in front of a pitch, he may smoke Comer. He's going to have to really mind his P's and Q's here. As the pitch misses, the count 1-2. Comer is literally about 60 feet away from home plate. He's as close to the plate as Zach Penrod is. Here's the pitch. Freeman's going to roll that one out again toward Comer. Comer will work on his footwork and flip it over to the bat boy. Not a lot of place to run and hide in this ballpark in foul territory. As the very limited foul ground down the lines tapers off to basically no more than about 10 feet from the corner to the foul pole. The pitch from Penrod. This is inside. Got away from Rosario briefly before he smothers it. Count evens to 2-2. The Hickory Crawdads, I mentioned, this is their 31st season in Hickory, North Carolina. They started in April of 1993. Before that, talking about the 321 corridor, they played in Gastonia, North Carolina. They were in Gastonia as a Rangers affiliate, as that fastball cut on and missed, until September of 1992. We're through 3 innings. As the fastball was cut on and missed. 3 strikeouts to close out the frame for Penrod. We go to the 4th. 1-0. Hickory lead here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment. Cabinets Unlimited in Belmont has been serving Gaston County for decades, providing some of the finest cabinet design, utilizing incredible craftsmanship and extraordinary attention to the details. Jeff Gibson and his team have shown off their handiwork in numerous remodels and new construction projects throughout North Carolina. Give Jeff and his crew a call at 704-825-9694. Cabinets Unlimited, 704-825-9694. 704-825-9694. Belmont Body Work is here to keep your body moving.
offering sports and deep tissue massage to those who are pushing their bodies to the limit. Tailored massage to your body needs and treatment plans designed to help you feel your best. Call 980-477-5424 to schedule your massage with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Keep your body moving with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424.
Time of the fourth inning here at LP Fran Stadium. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night for the first game, the South Division Championship. Right now, it's a 1-0 Hickory lead over the Greenville Drive. So glad that you could join us. To everyone tuning in from the upstate of South Carolina following the Greenville Drive this evening, thank you for doing so. For all of you here in the Unifor area, stretching all the way up to Boone, all the way south to Lincolnton, and then from all points between Asheville and Statesville, thank you for tuning in to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. As that ball driven out to right field, that ball's got a chance of leaving the yard, and that's exactly what it's going to do. That's going to be a leadoff homer for Greenville to tie this ball game up at one apiece. As Alan Castro took the swing on the 84-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, and he made contact and knew exactly what he did with it as he bounced it off the Hickory Used Car Superstore sign, and it's a 1-1 ball game. That'll bring up Brian Gonzalez. For Castro, that's home run number 5 of his season. It's the first in the playoffs, clearly. And we're all knotted up at one apiece. Gonzalez's first time up, grounded to third. It's the pitch from Corniel, taken for a strike. As Corniel throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and at this point, no one's been able to figure that one out as of yet. It's the slider. It's going to be shot over and out of play. A good crown for a Tuesday night watching a little playoff baseball here in Hickory. As that fastball misses up. The folks frequenting the concession stands getting all manner of concession food. It's the fastball cut on and missed. Corniel responds with a strikeout. That's his 6th of the contest. With one down, that's going to bring up Tyler Miller. Tyler Miller, he struck out his first time up. Corniel, fastball misses down. For any of you that are tuning in this evening here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network, that pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. The count evens at 1-1. This is an opportunity for you here in the middle innings to reach out to us or to me here in the booth through what used to be Twitter, what we now call X. Why, I'm not entirely sure. As the pitch misses outside, count goes to 2-1. It's the fastball cut on the miss, evens the count at 2-2. 95 on the fastball. Corniel has the sign from Johnson. Here's the pitch, fastball cut on a miss. The drive have absolutely no response for the fastball of Jose Corniel. It's his 7th punch out of the ball game. The one mistake that he's made has been with the breaking ball. That'll bring up Christian Campbell. It's Campbell, he singled through the left side. Or correction, that's Ronald Rosario stepping to the plate. He walked his first time as that ball fouled back to the screen. If you want to hop on X, you'd like to send me a post or what used to be called a tweet, I'll give you the Twitter handle, what used to be a Twitter handle, or the X handle here in just a moment. That fastball cut on and missed. Count goes to 0-2, and I better do it fast or the inning might be over. At What's Up, B-Rush. The 0-2, fastball fouled back our way up and over the press box here. That's at What's Up, B-Rush. If you want to say hello, let me know where you're tuning in this evening. You can do so. Just go to X, look up my handle, at What's Up, B-Rush. Send me a post. If you've got a question, you got a comment, would love to hear from you. The 0-2 from Cornell. Fastball misses just high. Count goes to 1-2. Perhaps we can begin a conversation here on this Tuesday evening through social media. It's that fastball cut on and missed. After the home run, Cornell responds with 3 straight punch outs. He's got 8 in the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the 4th. A 1-1 game here in game 1. On the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Where can you find hyperlocal sports talk in Gaston County? Where can you find the best conversation with the movers and shakers of local sports talk? That's right, you find it right here on the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the home of News Talk and Sports, WGNC AM 1450 and 101.1 FM, Gastonia, Charlotte, and streaming online at WGNCRadio.com. It's the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m.
Attention Gastonia homeowners, it's time for a fresh start. Are you tired of getting lost on a sea of products? Do you long for expert advice and personalized service? It's time to break up with your big box store and upgrade to Home Outlet. Now open at 1495 East Franklin Boulevard. Say goodbye to limited choices at high prices. Say hello to the largest selection of in-stock kitchens, baths, floors, and more, all at a guaranteed low price. Visit store manager Chris and his experienced team at your 100% employee-owned Home Outlet today or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Bottom of the 4th inning, here in a 1-1 ball game. Hickory Crawdads scored their single run in the 2nd inning. Greenville responding with a solo shot from Alan Castro to right field to make it a 1-1 ball game. Giselle Cepeda stepped to the plate, followed by Daniel Mateo and Yossi Galan. Cepeda fouls that one into the shin guard. Ronald Rosario. A little bit later on, I'll try to see if I can catch a score from the other South Atlantic League playoff series taking place between Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley. Ball fouled again, this time off the home plate umpire, Chad Wesley. Penrod wheels and fires. Took a little something off that pitch. Works out to be strike 3. Zach Penrod now has 4 consecutive strikeouts after a leadoff walk in the bottom of the 3rd inning. That'll bring up Daniel Mateo, who grounded out to first unassisted. Pitch misses down. Ball grounded out to short. Paulino fields, and the throw takes the first baseman Brian Gonzalez off the bag. We'll wait on the scoring. That's going to be an error. Mateo was working hard to get down the line, but Paulino just rushed the throw and took it up the line, forcing Gonzalez off the bag. Swing and a miss from Gallan. Gallan drove a ball through the left side of the infield between short and third to drive home Cody Freeman for the game's first run. Throw over to first, not in time. Looking around the ballpark, the two mascots, Conrad and Candy Crawdad, here at the game. Change up from Penrod, misses outside. Crowd here enjoying themselves on this Tuesday night. On what's turned into a very comfortable evening. It's Penrod at the knees, taken for strike two. The partisans here at the ballpark, they didn't like the call. And I would imagine there's probably some chirping that is forthcoming from the third base dugout for that call. It is quite conceivable that that was a little low. Penrod, the 1-2. That ball is going to be lifted into the infield, drifting back. It's Cutter Coffey. Coffey will make the catch, and there's two down. I'll bring up Cooper Johnson. Johnson, he walked his first time up. Over at first. Mateo dances back. Now he delivers. Johnson can't catch up to the fastball. 91 miles an hour makes the count 0-2. Penrod has the sign from Rosario. Here's the 0-2. This is up and away. One ball game between these two clubs. Best of three series. The winner to represent the South Division in the South Atlantic League Championship. Johnson swings and misses. Five strikeouts. Zach Penrod, and we go to the fifth inning. A 1-1 ball game here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. This is Brian Rushing of the Rush Hour Morning Show. Have you heard the news? We're moving 3 hours of hyperlocal sports talk and the best conversations to 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of news, talk, and sports, AM 1450 and 101.1 FM, Gastonia, Charlotte, and streaming online at WGNCRadio.com. It's the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m.
Attention Gastonia homeowners, it's time for a fresh start. Are you tired of getting lost on a sea of products? Do you long for expert advice and personalized service? It's time to break up with your big box store and upgrade to Home Outlet. Now open at 1495 East Franklin Boulevard. Say goodbye to limited choices at high prices. Say hello to the largest selection of in-stock kitchens, baths, floors, and more, all at a guaranteed low price. Visit store manager Chris and his experienced team at your 100% employee-owned Home Outlet today or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Jose Cornell finishes up his warm-up tosses here in the top of the fifth inning. A 1-1 ball game. The Hickory Crawdads would like to thank Allison White Property Management and Realty, Duke's Restaurant and Wine Bar, Holler Financial Group, Sheds Direct, Pepsi, Whitfield's Flowers and More, and WHKY Talk Radio, AM 1290, FM 102.3. Thank you for your support of the Hickory Crawdads for the 2023 playoffs. Leading off the inning for Greenville, Christian Campbell. Followed by Gilberto Jimenez and Nick Decker. That ball is going to get down in toward the corner, cut off in the corner. Grounding's first and heading to second. The throw, Colley's not going to be able to track it down. It's going to get away and getting over to third and rounding third and heading home. There's going to be a play at the plate. What's going to happen is it's going to get passed, and it's 2-1 in favor of Greenville. Christian Campbell got around the bases and made it a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Drive. As the throw coming in from right field, Alejandro Osuna got it away from Cam Colley. And then the race was on. Once it got down to the tarp, you knew there was going to be a problem. Campbell never broke stride. He got to the plate. The throw was up the line and probably late anyway. And it's now a 2-1 ball game. It's Greenville, who led off last inning with a conventional home run. Basically, was able to get around and take a 2-1 lead on the virtue of two errors for what equates to be a Little League home run. So it's going to be a double for Campbell, a throwing error in right field from Osuna. I'll have to try to check that scoring there in just a moment. Greenville Drive now have the 2-1 advantage, squaring to bunt. It's Jimenez. Jimenez a strikeout victim. Changeup, 82 miles an hour, cut on and missed. So they're going to give just one error on the play. The errant throw from Alejandro Osuna. The pitch misses away. Count goes even to 2-2. There is some stirring in the Crawdads bullpen. No one throwing at this moment. Zad ball. Elevated fastball in center field, ranging over and making the catch. Is Daniel Mateo showing off a little bit of that speed that we talked about, which is what warranted Mateo having 30 steals on the season. That'll bring up Nick Decker, a strikeout victim looking his first time up. The scoreboard here at the ballpark has Hickory with two errors, but there was just one on the play. Both clubs do have an error to their credit in the game. Stacker swings and misses. Greenville has three hits in the contest. Hickory with just one. So the slider misses in. Taking a look at clubs in and around the Texas Rangers organization, of course, we'll start with the parent club, the Texas Rangers. 79-64, 15 games over 500. So that ball's lifted out to center field, drifting back is Mateo. Has plenty of room. He'll make the catch. And it's two down. He'll bring up Edinson Ballino. The Rangers two games back of Houston in the American League's Western Division, which has become a very entertaining division this season. They have a half-game advantage over the third-place team in the Western Division, the Seattle Mariners. As those three teams are going to find themselves pretty much in a dogfight the remaining 20-plus games of the season. Should be very entertaining the rest of the way. The Round Rock Express, they're 82-55. It's that fastball for a strike. It's that ball driven down the line, but it's hooking foul as it's going to make its way on top of the awning of the picnic deck here at the ballpark. The 0-2, fastball misses up, 95 on that fastball. Barniel finds himself down a run in this game, as do the Hickory Crawdads. Barniel has the sign from Johnson, the 1-2. Fastball cut on and missed. 9 strikeouts for Barniel as we go halfway through this game one, South Division, South Atlantic League playoffs. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Hey, where are you going?
I booked a tee time on charlottepublicgolf.com. Got a great deal online at the Charles T. Myers course.
Let me see that. Radcliffe Golf Services has 5 great courses, practice facilities, and affordable greens fees. Can I go?
No, honey. I've seen enough bogey golf to last me a lifetime.
Book your tee time online at charlottepublicgolf.com. That's charlottepublicgolf.com.
Belmont Body Work is here to keep your body moving, offering sports and deep tissue massage to those who are pushing their bodies to the limit. Tailored massage to your body needs and treatment plans designed to help you feel your best. Call 980-477-5424 to schedule your massage with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Keep your body moving with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424.
Bottom of the 5th inning. Crawdads trailing the Greenville Drive 2-1. So they'll have the top of the order coming up. Alejandro Osuna, Cam Cauley, Abimelech Ortiz facing off against Zach Penrod for what will be the third time in this contest. Penrod had some early struggles with his control. Penrod going into the bottom of the third inning had walked the leadoff batter in that third inning. That was his third walk issue. Since then, he's walked no one. And the only person that's reached has been on an error. He struck out 5 in the process. It's a fastball, 92 mile an hour. Up and outside, cut on and missed by Osuna. Osuna, 0-2 in the ballgame. Elevated fastball out of the zone. Osuna chases, and there's one down. Friend of Cam Cauley. Walton stole a base in the third inning. In the North Division game, a game that started a half an hour before this one did, they're in the bottom of the 7th inning, Hudson Valley with a 1-0 lead over Jersey Shore. The pitch misses, count 2-0 to call it. He's going to lift that one up and out of play over to the right side. Over near one of the dining areas here at LP Franz Stadium. Last half inning, I talked about the Round Rock Express, the AAA franchise for the Texas Rangers, as Cauley smashes that one out into left field, but it's going to hang up in time for Alan Castro to make the catch, and there's two down in the bottom of the fifth. That brings up Abimelech Ortiz. Round Rock, a team that is 27 games over 500. You would think you would easily be in first place, 27 games over 500 in the minor leagues. Not so fast. It's the pitch to Ortiz taken down. The Round Rock Express down 2.5 games to the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Those Dodgers again. 2.5 game deficit for Round Rock with 27 games over 500 on the ledger. That's pretty doggone impressive. It's the pitch at the knees taken for a strike. 2-1 the count. The Frisco Rough Riders, AA Texas League, they're 62-69 on the year. It's the fastball to Ortiz, misses up. Count goes to 3-1. Then, of course, down East Wood Ducks, they're 72-55 on the year is who they're facing off against, the Carolina Mudcats. That slider, cut on and missed, works the count full. Down East finished the year 66-61 on the season, but still made the playoffs. As they'll be taking on Carolina in one half of that divisional playoff as that ball's fouled out of the mitt of Rosario. The other side of the Carolina League playoffs is also going to have Myrtle Beach taking on Charleston, South Carolina. That's a Cubs affiliate in Myrtle Beach versus Tampa's affiliate in Charleston, the River Dogs. So Ortiz is going to lift that one up and out of play, out into the concourse area past the press box. I'll try to see if I can get a score of that game here in just a moment. Let me talk about it next half inning. Ortiz lifts that one into the infield. Coming over to make the catch is going to be Cutter Coffee to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Zach Penrod will go to the sixth. A 2-1 Greenville Drive lead over the Hickory Crawdads. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. This is live play-by-play coverage of the 2023 South Atlantic League playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Hey, babe, what's up? You want me to get dinner? Okay, cool. Me? I'm calling 704-616-7096 Mabry's Q House and getting the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Yeah, they've got so much more than that. Potatoes, mac and cheese, they've got brisket. It's so good. Trust me, when it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Mabry's Q House, 704-616-7096. And online at mabrysqhouse.com. When it's Mabry's, it's never maybe.
Rebels Contracting Services has specialized in the healthcare imaging industry since 1986. Located in Gastonia, Rebels Contracting is now hiring. Rebels offers competitive pay, vacation and holiday pay, 401k, and insurance. If you'd like to join the Rebels Contracting team, check us out online at rebelscontracting.com or call 704-864-2000. That's 704-864-2000. 704-864-2000.
Down to the sixth inning. Cutter Coffee to lead it off for the drive. A 2-1 Greenville lead. Single runs in the fourth and fifth inning. A solo home run from Alan Castro in the fourth, and then a double with an error, basically allowing Christian Campbell to come around the bases. It's the first pitch from Jose Corniel is low to start the sixth inning. Is that ball driven out to right field, drifting back is Osuna. Osuna halfway on the track will make the catch for the first out in the sixth inning. No wind in the ballpark, but you're very clearly seeing that the ball carries better to right and right center field at LP Franz Stadium than it does to the left field side. It's a very different dynamic here at this ballpark, not just aesthetically, but from a playability standpoint than what you're going to see at Fluor Field. Fluor Field is a power hitter's paradise for right-handed pull hitters and left-handed hitters that can just bounce it off the Green Monsters. That ball rolled out to first. Ortiz will make the play. And there's two down. That'll bring up Brian Gonzalez, who's grounded out and struck out. Fluor Field, as I mentioned, an exacting replica of Fenway Park in Boston. Slider, cut on and missed. 3-10 down the line, about a 30-plus foot high wall. A manual scoreboard. It's beautiful there. So that slider misses away. But then in dead center, you've got an area that gets out to about 420 feet, and it becomes a no-man's land for balls. You do have a pesky pole of sorts down the line and right, but if you're trying to go opposite way in a right-handed hitter, it's very difficult to hit for power in that ballpark. If you can pull the ball, different dynamic. Slider cut out and missed. A 1-2-3 inning for Jose Cornell as he's got 10 punch-outs in the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 2-1, favor of the drive here in Game 1 of the South Division Playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Attention, Gastonia homeowners. It's time for a fresh start. Are you tired of getting lost on a sea of products? You long for expert advice and personalized service? It's time to break up with your big box store and upgrade to Home Outlet. Now open at 1495 East Franklin Boulevard. Say goodbye to limited choices at high prices. Say hello to the largest selection of in-stock kitchens, baths, floors, and more, all at a guaranteed low price. Visit store manager Chris and his experienced team at your 100% employee-owned Home Outlet today or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Penrod's night has come to a close. Penrod goes five innings, gives up one run, one hit. In the course of his outing, he struck out six batters, walked three. Coming on for the Greenville drive. Casey Cobb. Casey Cobb, 5'10 right-hander out of Columbus, Georgia, an undrafted free agent from back in 2020. It's the first pitch from Cobb, misses. Cobb, a 2-3 record on the year, making his first playoff appearance, clearly his 30th appearance on the season, a 5.62 ERA. 57 2/3 innings pitched, 68 hits, 37 runs, 36 earned. He's walked 19 and struck out 63. A 2.88 average against, a 1.52 whip. That ball's going to be rolled on top of the South Atlantic League logo. Walking into the press box here at LP Franz Stadium, I'm reminded of a figure that stood very tall in this league for a very long time. That ball rolled out to shortstop. Paulino Fields throws it firmly across the infield. There's one down in there. That'll bring up Cody Freeman. You walk into the press box at LP Freeman Stadium, right beside the door, you see the former president of the South Atlantic League, a plaque put up in his honor, John Henry Moss. As he took this South Atlantic League from its infancy, as that ball rolled out to Paulino on two bounces, he fields it, gets it across the infield, and was quickly two down. That'll bring up Gisele Cepeda. 2 in the ballgame. John Henry Moss took this league from what was at one time the Western Carolina League. As it began to expand, I can tell you right now, there was never a time in John Henry Moss's life that he would have possibly imagined that you'd have a league that would go as far north as Hudson Valley, New York. That ball lifted out to left field. Christian Campbell ranges over, makes the catch, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Casey Cobb. We quickly move to the seventh. A 2-1 lead for Greenville here in game one, South Division playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Cabinets Unlimited in Belmont has been serving Gaston County for decades, providing some of the finest cabinet design, utilizing incredible craftsmanship and extraordinary attention to the details. Jeff Gibson and his team have shown off their handiwork in numerous remodels and new construction projects throughout North Carolina. Give Jeff and his crew a call at 704-825-9694. Cabinets Unlimited, 704-825-9694. 704-825-9694. Hi, folks. This is Brian Rushing of the Rush Hour Morning Show. Have you heard the news? We're moving 3 hours of hyperlocal sports talk and the best conversations to 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of news, talk, and sports, AM 1450 and 101.1 FM, Gastonia, Charlotte, and streaming online at WGNCRadio.com. It's the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Here at LP France Stadium, seventh inning. The night has come to a close for Jose Corniel as he pitched very well. Unfortunately, he's not gotten a ton of offense from his mates this evening. He leaves the game a 2-1, trailing 2-1 in this ballgame. As he hands the ball over to Jackson Leith, we'll get to Jackson Leith's numbers here in just a moment. It'll be Tyler Miller, Ronald Rosario, Christian Campbell, 5-6-7 batting for Greenville. It's the fastball from Leith. Misses outside. Jackson Leith, a 6-1 right-hander out of Waxahachie, Texas. 12th round draft pick from 2021. Breaking ball misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. We'll get to Leith's numbers here in just a moment. Pitch fouled back to the screen, rebounds back to the dirt circle surrounding home plate. Leith, a 5-0 record on the year, 1.02 ERA, his 11th appearance on the season, 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 10 walks, 16 strikeouts. A .071 batting average against. That's going to be a walk for Tyler Miller to lead things off here in the seventh inning. That brings up Ronald Rosario. The line for Cornell this evening, 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs. The breaking ball taken for a strike. He struck out 10 and he walked 1. But now it's in the hands of the bullpen and the offense as we're getting late in this one. Leith, fastball misses up. Count evens at 1-1. Game 2, Thursday night, Fluor Field in Greenville, South Carolina. Rosario checked to swing. Was able to hold up the count 2-1. The plan is a 7:05 first pitch. At this point, I would estimate we're probably going to be on the air about 6:50 from Fluor Field. Pitch taken for a strike, count evens, 2-2. There is a lot of stirring in the Greenville bullpen, but no throwing for the moment. That ball rolled out to shortstop, it's going to get through. Greenville has something brewing now in the seventh inning with a walk and a single. That brings up Christian Campbell, who's been the difference in this ball game for the drive. He hit a ball into the right field corner. It was the third hit of the game for the drive. They have just 4 so far. He never broke stride. He got into second base on the dive. The ball got away from Cam Cauley and went rolling toward the tarp. As Campbell swings and misses on that offering. It's the 85-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch had him tied up. The tarp pit here at LP Franz Stadium is situated on the left field side, equidistant from the bullpen to the dugout. The dugout is naturally on the third baseline between third and home plate. The bullpen is off the field of play, but some 250 feet down the line. But the tarp is probably about 150 feet away from home plate. Campbell checks his swing, bounces it out to Leith. Jackson Leith was able to field it. Campbell didn't even realize he had made contact with it. He was very surprised that the ball jumped out toward the mound. Basically, it works as a sacrifice, though it's not going to be scored as such. That'll bring up Gilberto Jimenez, and now the infield is going to have to play in for the Crawdads. They've got to cut down the lead runner, and with one down in the inning, there's a strong reality the contact play is on, assuming we have contact. Every infielder is pinched inside the baseline with one down. It's quite common for the contact play to be on. Anything hit on the ground, the runner at third is going to make a break. It's the pitch swung on and missed. Jimenez was way out in front. Jimenez has struck out and he's flown out to center field. Fly out to center field with enough depth could make it a 3-1 ball game. That ball is going to be rolled foul over toward the first base coach's box. Ball lifted out to right field. It's definitely going to be deep enough to score the runner at third at the wall. The catch is made by Alejandro Osuna. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet, and it's a 3-1 lead for the drive. As Jimenez lifted the ball out in the right field, Osuna had to make the catch in front of the Paramount Kia sign. It'll go as a sacrifice for Jimenez. He gets the RBI. And now Greenville has a much-needed insurance run here in the top of the seventh inning. There's 2 down. Rosario moved to third, and that brings us back to Nick Decker, the 9-spot hitter. now we're getting to a stage of the game to where the Crawdads faithful need to understand that unless something dramatic changes here, it could be the final time they see their club at home. In a best of three series, it is imperative that you win game one. The game one winner has a massive advantage. That ball is blistered, hit a long way, but hit well foul. That ball had distance enough to get back into Catawba County. It was nowhere close to being a home run. Fastball cut on and missed. Lee gets the strikeout, but Greenville gets the insurance run. It's stretch time here in Hickory. A 3-1 Greenville lead here in Game 1 of the South Division playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. What you got your 8-iron for? I did the dishes.
I booked a tee time on charlottepublicgolf.com. I got a great deal online at the Charles T. Myers course.
Let me see that. Wait. Radcliffe Golf Services has 5 great courses, practice areas, and affordable greens fees? Can I go?
No, honey. I've seen enough bogey golf to last me a lifetime.
Book your tee time online at charlottepublicgolf.com. That's charlottepublicgolf.com. Hey, babe, what's up? You want me to get dinner? Okay, cool. Me? I'm calling 704-616-7096 Mabry's Q House and getting the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Yeah, they've got so much more than that. Potatoes, mac and cheese, they've got brisket. It's so good. Trust me, when it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Mabry's Q House, 704-616-7096. And online at mabrysqhouse.com. When it's Mabry's, it's never maybe. Back here at L.P. France Stadium, stretch time in a 3-1 ball game. Greenville with the 2-run advantage. They've played the runs in the 4th, 5th, and 7th innings. The single runs have the 1-0 advantage over Hickory. Hickory scored a run off of a single in the 2nd inning. That's been the only hit they've gotten this evening. They have managed... to get 3 walks off of Zach Pinrod and that single. They've reached on an error. That's been it. Now Greenville with an opportunity to use their bullpen to close this one out. He's on for a 2nd inning to pitch. It's Casey Cobb. Well, I got a chance. Let's take a look at Major League scores. From all the action tonight, the Red Sox have a 1-0 advantage on New York Yankees. The Royals pounding the White Sox 8-0. The Pirates with a 5-1 advantage over the Washington Nationals. The Cardinals leading the Orioles 5-2. The Reds and the Tigers, top of the 6th inning, tied at 5. Matt Olson hit his 51st home run of the season. The Braves are beating up on the Phillies 6-1. The Rangers 4-0 lead over the Blue Jays in the top of the 7th inning. The Diamondbacks behind the Mets 6-1. The first offering to Daniel Mateo is fouled away. The Rays and the Twins knotted up at 1, top of the 5th inning. The Brewers a 2-1 lead over the Marlins through 4 innings. The Athletics and the Astros a 3-1 lead for Oakland. Top of the 1st inning in Denver, the Cubs and the Rockies. Scoreless. Later games tonight, the Angels and the Mariners, the Guardians and the Giants, and the Padres and the Dodgers. All those games at 9:40 or later. Earlier today, The Yankees beat the Red Sox 3-2. It's part of a day-night doubleheader. It's Cobb's delivery fouled off over to the first base side. Breaking ball misses down. Count goes to 1-2. Mateo, Gallon, and Johnson. Bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. They've got to start working on getting some offense on the board here in these late innings. That ball driven out to right center field. It's going to get down for extra bases. Mateo is on his horse, showing some of that speed, taking a big turn around second. The throw is going to hit him, I believe, on the back, and he's in with a leadoff triple. As Daniel Mateo gets the crowd going, just the second hit of the ball game for the Dads. Hickory now 90 feet away from making this a one-run ball game. Gallon, who had the RBI with a single through the left side of the infield, steps to the plate. You're two down, you're a bloop and a blast away. Well, they got the bloop portion. Doesn't necessarily have to be a blast either. But a run here makes this far more manageable for the Crawdads. That ball fouled back over the screen here behind home plate. Makes its way out to the concourse area. If you're not careful, you can be in the concourse and you can pick up more than a souvenir. Take home a bruise. Because it'll get up on you in a hurry. As that pitch fouled off at the plate. Count 1-2. Crowd here understanding the import of a moment like this. Crawdads need to generate some offense, especially after a leadoff triple from Daniel Mateo. That ball lifted into the infield. Tyler Miller will make the catch and foul ground, and there's one down. Casey Cobb, that's just what the doctor ordered. A strikeout or an infield pop, either way. Now you can try to work through. The rest of this inning.
Outfield.
The Hickory Crawdads, a 36-27 record. This season at home. Not quite 2 out of 3, which is ideally what you want to do. You want to win 2 out of 3 home games. You want to be better than 500 on the road. Well, they are that. They're 34-28 on the road. That's good. As the pitch cut on and missed, count evens on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Here's an interesting stat. The Hickory Crawdads are 29-19, 10 games over 500. For against teams that are 500 or better. The slider swung on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. Now, the Greenville Drive, despite winning the first half of the South Division, finished with a sub-500 record. They were 63-69 on the year. So I did some research. 48 games against teams 500 or better and a 132-game season seemed a little low. So I did some digging. That ball hit sharply out to Paulino. That's going to score the run. They'll put the tag on at first base. It's a 6-3 putout, but it's an RBI for Cooper Johnson. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. We'll go back to the top of the order for Alejandro Osuna. In my research, come up with a staggering stat. I mean staggering. The Wilmington Blue Rocks, member of the South Atlantic League now, Washington Nationals High A team, played 124 games with teams above 500. Soon it's going to lift that one foul over to the third base side near the playground, not quite there. The Wilmington Blue Rocks, 124 games against teams 500 or better. That ball's going to get rolled through the right side, and it's a two-out single for Alejandro Osuna. And that's going to bring up Cam Collin. Probably 0 for 2 in the ballgame. He's flown out twice to center. He's had a walk in between. Now, how does this happen? Well, first of all, you're in the North Division. So there's some really good teams in the North Division. Wilmington finished, by the way, 52-70 overall. But because you play teams that are close to you geographically in the minor leagues, they were stuck playing Hudson Valley, Jersey Shore, Aberdeen, other teams of that nature, more than you typically would because of the proximity. Jersey Shore is not going to get down to Greenville often, or Asheville, or Hickory. And it showed. I was stunned by that number, 124 games against teams 500 or better. So that pitch was fouled away, the count evens at 1-1. Hickory, a very low number, 48 games against that threshold. 124 for Wilmington. Unbelievable. As that pitch misses high, count goes to 2-1. 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. You're going to play that many games against teams over 500, you're going to prove whether you're good or not. That pitch at the knees, a breaking ball taken for strike two to even the count. The two balls and two strikes. Osuna being held on at first base by Brian Gonzalez here in the bottom of the seventh inning. There is some throwing in the Greenville bullpen. Slider. This is outside. Count runs full. Now the question that you ask if you're Iggy Suarez is if Pauly reaches here and you've got one of the most imposing power hitters in the South Atlantic League, do you dare? That ball's going to be rolled foul. Do you dare allow Cobb to face it? Cobb's not got overpowering stuff. He's a change of speed and location guy. Full count with two out. Osuna will be running on the pitch. Here's the delivery. Fastball right down the middle, and Pauly takes it. A strikeout to end the frame. The Crawdads get a run back, but they still trail. 3-2 as we go to the eighth. You're on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. This is Brian Rushing of the Rush Hour Morning Show. Have you heard the news? We're moving 3 hours of hyperlocal sports talk and the best conversations to 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of news, talk, and sports, AM 1450 and 101.1 FM, Gastonia, Charlotte, and streaming online at WGNCRadio.com. It's the Rush Hour Morning Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m.
Rebels Contracting Services has specialized in the healthcare imaging industry since 1986. Located in Gastonia, Rebels Contracting is now hiring. Rebels offers competitive pay, vacation and holiday pay, 401k, and insurance. If you'd like to join the Rebels Contracting team, Check us out online at rebelscontracting.com or call 704-864-2000. That's 704-864-2000. 704-864-2000. Eighth inning, Crawdads go to the bullpen. Still have Anthony Huapi Duanatoa to face off against the Greenville Drive here in the eighth inning. The Drive will send to the plate Edinson Paulino, Cutter Coffey, and Alan Castro. Top third of the order for the Drive here in the top of the eighth inning. So glad that you've been able to join us this evening in game one of the South Division playoffs. As the pitch fouled straight back. Upi Tiwanatoa. No record on the season for the Crawdads, making just his 10th appearance. A 1.54 ERA and 11 and two-thirds innings pitched. He does have two saves, three holds. Pitch for a strike. Count goes to 1-2. 10 hits allowed, 2 runs, both earned. He's walked 4, struck out 13. A 2.27 average against. As the pitch misses inside, got it under the hands of Paulino, but missed inside. From Hawaii, a 30th round pick out of 2019. Spent some time with Down East. Is that ball out to right field, drifting over. He'll play it on a bounce. It's Alejandro Osuna. As Anthony left that ball up in the strike zone a little bit, Paulino was able to drive it into right field. The Drive about hit the Crawdads 5-3 in this ball game. As Cutter Coffey steps to the plate. 0-3 in the ballgame. And again, if you're Greenville, you're just hoping that you can somehow manage to scratch another run across. Swapi Duanatoa throws the changeup. Has Coffey way out in front. We're getting late in this one. Pitch misses inside. Crowd asking not for a strikeout, not for Cutter Coffey to be humiliated, but for a 6-4-3 ground ball. Don't really recall hearing that too often. That ball fouled back to the screen. Again, want to thank Allison White Property Management and Realty, Duke's Restaurant and Wine Bar, Holler Financial Group, Sheds Direct, Pepsi, Whitfield's Flowers and More, and WHKY Talk Radio, AM 1290 and 102.3 FM. Thank you for your support of the Crawdads. That pitch misses just high. Huapi Tiwanatoa, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That ball lifted into shallow right field. Osuna has it, and he'll make the catch, and there's one down. That brings up Alan Castro. Castro got the offense started for the Greenville Drive as he drove a ball off the Hickory Used Car Superstore sign in the fourth tier of signs here at the ballpark. Hit it above the Mountain Dew sign. Bumgarner Propane. So the fastball misses up and away.
Abimelech Ortiz holding on the runner at first. That runner is Edinson Paulino. Fastball, top of the zone, taken for a strike. 96 from Anthony Wapituanatoa. Throws over to first, nothing happening there. If the playoff schedule goes to its fullest extent, regardless of who's in it, you would have a day off tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. You'd have games. A travel day on Saturday. It's a swing and a miss. The throw sails high. It's a stolen base for Paulino. But he's not able to get advanced past second. Coming in to cut off the throw for the Crawdads was Daniel Mateo. The pitch was low. Castro swung through the pitch to protect the runner. Johnson's picking of the low pitch caused him to fly open on the throw somewhat, and he left it high. That fastball misses. Now the count. Works its way even to 2-2. Here's the pitch.
Yeah.
Change up. Wapi Tiwanakoa pulled the string on Alan Castro. Two outs in the inning. That brings up Brian Gonzalez.
Next batter,
it's the 12th strikeout for Crawdad's pitching this evening. Of course, Corniel, Jose Corniel, had 10 in the ballgame. Jackson Leith had a strikeout in the 7th, and now Anthony Uapi Tiwanatoa has a strikeout to his credit. Slider misses outside. Gonzalez struck out twice. He's also grounded out. Pitch taken for a strike. Gonzalez did not agree with the call. Count evens at 1-1. Johnson gives the sign to Anthony. The delivery. Fastball misses up. 2-1 the count.
Call it, you're on the road.
No activity for the Hickory bullpen at this point. There is throwing for Greenville. And I would imagine Casey Cobb's night has come to a close. That ball drifted out to right field, coming over to make the catch. It's going to be Alejandro Osuna. It's a leadoff single from Edinson Paulino. Goes by the boards. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning. A 3-2 Greenville lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Attention Gastonia homeowners, it's time for a fresh start. Are you tired of getting lost on a sea of products? Do you long for expert advice and personalized service? It's time to break up with your big box store and upgrade to Home Outlet. Now open at 1495 East Franklin Boulevard. Say goodbye to limited choices at high prices. Say hello to the largest selection of in-stock kitchens, baths, floors, and more, all at a guaranteed low price. Visit store manager Chris and his experienced team at your 100% employee-owned Home Outlet today or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
This is live play-by-play coverage of the 2023 South Atlantic League playoffs on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Belmont Body Work is here to keep your body moving.
offering sports and deep tissue massage to those who are pushing their bodies to the limit. Tailored massage to your body needs and treatment plans designed to help you feel your best. Call 980-477-5424 to schedule your massage with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424. Keep your body moving with Belmont Body Work. 980-477-5424.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2. Greenville advantage. Greenville does go to their bullpen. It'll be Frank Hermann that will come on for the drive. Bimelec Ortiz to lead things off, followed by Max Acosta and Cody Freeman. 3-4-5 in the order. Breaking ball misses down.
There it comes, goes in and out.
I'm actually trying to scan the stat sheet for the Greenville drive. Frank Hermann, according to the numbers that I've been given, is actually making his debut for the Greenville drive with this effort. So that pitch by Ortiz, or to Ortiz, is going to be fouled off out toward the clubhouse area. The two clubhouses, side by side, down beyond the batting cages in the left field corner. Very close down toward Winkler Park. Fastball cut on and missed, 97 from Frank Hermann. Strikeout, first out of in, and that brings up Max Acosta. Hermann out of Queens, New York, has spent some time with Worcester, a minor league free agent from this year. That pitch is going to be fouled back. Is on a rehab assignment. Originally, he was drafted in 2018 in the fourth round by the New York Yankees. Played his college baseball at the University of North Florida. Hermann's slider. Last year played five games with the parent club. Didn't fare extraordinarily well. Four innings pitched, seven hits, eight runs, all earned. Gave up two home runs. A .368 average against his hair. Mon almost threw that one over the head. Brian Gonzalez was two down. Two down. I bring up Cody Freeman. Hermann. Slider at 84 miles an hour. Freeman walked and scored in the second inning. 0 for 2 otherwise. Strikeout and a ground out. fastball right down LR Boulevard, 98 miles an hour. And of course, there's 98 miles an hour, and then there's a big league 98 miles an hour. Definitely has a different look to it. And certainly when you're 6'2 and coming straight over the top, it definitely has a different leverage point. That pitch at 98.
Need a base runner.
This is just outside, 98 miles an hour. Rosario tried to sell the call on the outside edge, but the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake, wasn't buying.
From what you're saying.
Here's the 2-2. It's the slider. And this is down. Count runs full.